So that this podcast goes out to anyone who doesn't feel so great right now. This podcast is for anyone who feels like shit. And I'm including myself in the ranks of those people, because right now I don't feel so great. I'm in what's called the luteal phase, which is the stage right before I get my period, which is when I feel, it's the season of no, everything hurts my head, and I just, like, I feel uncomfortable, and the peaceful place that was so relaxing yesterday, today is making, it feels like there's a jackhammer inside my head. So I was thinking just now, I came down to the water's edge, and I've spilled my tea all over the place. And I'm just sitting here going like, my jaw is swollen again. I may have to get my wisdom tooth surgically removed soon, so I'm in some pain. And this is not my point. My point is just to set a little bit of the context for why I feel so, like, crappy right now. And so I were thinking, if someone were to talk to me, you know what, if I were to talk to myself right now, here's the advice I would give myself. Oh, sweetheart, it's okay. It's okay to feel how you're feeling right now. I know your mouth hurts, and I know you're worried about taxes, and I know you have every right to feel the way that you do. And I just want to remind you that this feeling is temporary. You're not always going to feel this way. This feeling that you're having right now, it's just a moment. It's one moment on a very, very long timeline of life. In fact, this is what a good and complete life is made of. A good life is not just joy and winning and satisfaction. A good life involves some measure of suffering, some grief, pain, heartache, dissatisfaction, sadness. A full and good life is complete with all of these feelings. And so congratulations, you are feeling your feelings. And you're qualifying yourself to have a very, very good life. A full life. Where you don't run from anything. Where you feel it. You know, it takes a lot of courage to incarnate on this planet with all of the feelings and all of the challenges and all the suffering involved. It is not for the faint of heart to be here. So I commend you. I commend you for being here and for being in your suffering, because, especially, so often, it is our suffering that leads to new life, to new breakthroughs, to new understandings of what it is you really want and need. And I'll also remind you that these moments of suffering are when we put into practice what we've learned. This is when we put into practice acceptance and self-acceptance. Because it's so easy to accept ourselves when we feel happy and high and everything is working and everything is good. But it's a lot harder or more challenging to accept ourselves when maybe we didn't get a very good night's sleep. Maybe the jackhammer started early in the morning. Maybe when, I don't know about you, but this morning I got caught up in a whole mental rabbit hole about my last relationship, and there I was washing dishes, thinking about all the things that I judged him for doing wrong, that I did wrong, all these things, and then I just had to stop and be like, whoa, okay, let's come back to this moment. Let's come back to this moment. Let's focus on the feeling of my feet on the floor. Let's focus on the feeling of my breath rising and falling. Okay, let's be in this moment, not in some illusory blame game conversation of right and wrong. Whoa. Let's come back to this moment. Okay. Wow. Everything is okay in this moment. When I'm not lost in my mind about illusions of the past or excitement about the future. When I can just be right here, right now, I can see, oh wow, everything's okay. So I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for feeling your feelings and for allowing yourself to have these undulations, these ups and downs. Granted, you know, we're striving towards cutting the edges off the extremes, you know, these bipolar highs and lows. I'm not saying that I'm bipolar, but I know very, very well, you know, sinking to very deep, dark depths. And I also know how unbalancing getting really excited can be. So sometimes, you know, when I go through these different energetic movements, it's like, all right, I allow myself to feel it, and I'm here, and I'm grateful, and what can I do right now to nourish myself? Okay, let's sweep the floor. Okay, let's make some breakfast. Okay, even though I feel really crunchy and achy inside, let me just make my bed. Okay, let me pick up those socks off the floor. Okay, let's just put a few things away. Okay, I could leave my dirty dishes here, but how about I walk them just 8 feet that way? And oh, I'm almost to the kitchen. Why don't I just go the rest of the way and put the dishes in the sink? Okay, all right. I feel how I feel. And I'm not going to be subsumed by it. I'm not going to let it overtake me. I'm not going to go underneath it and be held down by it. I'm going to feel these feelings, and I'm going to be aware that I am feeling feelings. And I am aware that I am feeling feelings that are temporary, and this is not always how I will feel. And I can make small choices from this place of darkness. Small choices about things that nourish me in small ways, like wiping off the counter so I don't have to look at these crumbs or this residue from my last two meals that I've been too lazy to clean up. You know, what are the small things I can do right now? All right, you know what? I'm going to walk myself to the water's edge with my books. I'm going to eat my breakfast. I'm going to go stand in the water. I'm going to consciously direct some of this achy, crunchy energy down into the water and ask the water to take it from me and to purify me and clean my energy. Ooh, and okay, I'm going to come back to my breath. And maybe I'll play the noticing game. The noticing game is one of my favorite games that I always forget. I very, very rarely remember to play this game, and it's my favorite. So, I notice the pressure of my feet touching the earth and the texture of the small rocks under my bare skin. I notice the way the light is rippling on the bottom of that boat. And it looks so beautiful, like a mycelium symphony undulating. I notice the soft breeze gently caressing my very hairy legs. I notice my legs are very hairy. And I notice that I feel a slight desire to wax them or to sugar them. I notice the swelling in my back left molar, or my gums around my back left molar, and how there's a little piece of my oatmeal stuck in there. I notice the rise and the fall of my breath. I notice the dog that just wandered up from the shore, and how he looks like a very simple creature. And I notice the yellow butterfly that just flew into the grass. And I notice the man who just got into the boat. And he looks like he's looking for something. And now he found it. They were shoes. And he's getting out of the boat and putting his shoes on. And notice he's wearing a red hat. And we'll notice he's standing directly in front of the volcano in the distance. And I notice I can see Santiago directly in front of me from here. And I notice the name of the boat is Corazon del Mundo. And wow, I notice that I'm completely in this moment and I'm no longer thinking about how shitty I feel. Or the density of energy around my last relationship. So that's a really powerful tool, to play the noticing game. So, child, you are strong. And this is so cute, this moment that you're having. It doesn't feel good, I know, but it will pass. And you have the power to make certain choices about small ways you can help yourself feel good, like pouring yourself a cup of tea and being really gentle and forgiving with the fact that it spilled all over the table. And that's the other thing, you know, this is the time that we practice what we learn. This is the time when we practice radical self-acceptance and compassion towards ourselves. Compassion for feelings that don't feel good. Feelings that maybe we want to push away or resist or reject. Okay, I see you. I feel you. I am here. We are here together. You are not wrong. I am not wrong. Nobody is wrong. We are having an experience. We are having a unique experience, unique to this moment. There will never be another moment like this. And so, this moment is like a painting with sights and sounds and feelings, maybe some pain, some suffering, some beautiful, exquisite suffering that is leading to new understanding and new choices. And I notice a boat is going past. And I notice that it's the fastest moving thing in my vision right now. I notice the bird in the sky. I notice the way my fingers playing with the drawstring of my pants without even me having to think about it. What do you notice in this moment? What do you notice in your feet? What do you notice in the place where you are sitting or standing or laying? What do you notice about how your body feels right now? What sounds do you notice? What sounds do you notice from this window into my world? And what sounds do you notice from your world? Can you notice the temperature of the air? Can you notice any breeze or wind where you are? Or do you notice stillness? What do you notice about the quality of your breathing? What do you notice about how it feels to be in your body right now? And can you notice your mind? Is it judging? Is it making your experience wrong? Can you witness your mind and what it's doing without believing it? Can you say, oh, thank you, mind. Thank you for saying that. Take that into consideration. And then come back to your breath.